good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch here on this Thursday edition of the Front Porch. I'm Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
That's right. You have to remember who you are on Thursdays, don't you?
I have to remember.
Yeah. You need to have that emblazoned across your chest.
You think so?
Yeah, or I'll put a sign behind me so that you can see that.
Okay, maybe I need to have me a shirt made. It says Brian Marshall.
No doubt. I'm sure our listening family would wear it. I don't know that.
Probably not. I am not wearing his name on me.
Oh, well, anyway, we're here. My name's Ken Cummins, and what a night, man.
Yeah, what a night.
Yeah, and I don't know about the damages around. I live in Caldwell County, and from early indications, not any damage there. I'll check with one of the local radio stations here shortly and see if we can find out. But I will tell you this, that driving into Hopkinsville this morning, we have Princeton listeners checking in with us this morning at 90.5 FM. I had no problem whatsoever. In fact, it was just wasn't raining all that hard either at the time, and so just cruise right on in.
Well, at 3 a.m. this morning, it wasn't bad at all. So, just a little bit of rain, you know, but a little bit of lightning here, you know, there. But yeah, we've got several days of it, so we're probably going to see some flooding.
Yeah, there's the flash flooding areas, and the streams are up. Mm-hmm. And it's no doubt that is going to be probably when the daylight hits and folks can see. That will be the story probably more told. I think over in Ballard County that there was a church, there was a family, we understand, was taking shelter of the awning under a church there in the Gage community.
Yeah.
And maybe a little 8-year-old child was unresponsive last night. I never did hear there was hit and there were some injuries. I haven't heard all of that, so I'm hesitant to say any more other than what was printed.
Sure.
And I got that story from WKMS out of Murray.
Yeah.
And so there are probably, as far as damage, I think there was a church roof in Paducah. I think some church different things happened and some structural damage. And I'm sure there's more than we know about. But really, the story today, as you come in, take your time.
Yes.
I don't know your route. I'm just telling you my route was 91 South from what you call the Princeton Road. We call the Hopkinsville Road because we're coming south. You're going north.
Yes,
if you go to Princeton Road. But if you come with the Hopkinsville Road into Hopkinsville, which many, many do, as a matter of fact, I encourage you to be no problem. Mm-hmm. But I was coming so early. It's just God and me.
That's me too. Just God and me. Just riding it in.
I didn't even see. I saw a possum.
Did you see a possum?
He was trying to see. He was trying to teach the chicken how to cross the road.
Oh, really?
And I didn't hit him, so he's still alive to tell the story.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. That's true. I really did see a possum trying to cross the road and met a vehicle or two, but really, honestly, not many at that hour of the morning. Well, I tell you what, we have got a lot going on today and a lot happening next week, and so looking forward to sharing some things with you this morning on the Front Porch with Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First. I'm Ken Cummins.
Greetings from 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio and Tammy Cummins. Missionary Radio is having a fundraiser, the Thank You Jesus Friendraiser, on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 8th and 9th from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Thursday morning, April 10th from 6 to 9. As time passes, I realize that the most important things in life are the eternal things. Knowing and serving the Lord Jesus Christ, with whom I'll spend eternity, and people who will live forever somewhere. I don't want anyone to miss heaven, and Missionary Radio is a wonderful means of reaching thousands at once with the good news of Jesus Christ. If you support Missionary Radio already, thank you. Let us know that you're continuing. If you had to stop for a while and can, how about starting again? If you've never given, now's a great time to jump right in and get started. You can go online to missionary.radio to make a faith pledge, or call in during Friendraiser April 8th, 9th, or 10th, and please pray for Missionary Radio.
To exalt King Jesus, Missionary Radio.
Once again, good morning. Welcome in to the front porch on this rainy Thursday. And I tell you what, I know I told Ken I'm a little lack of sleep myself, staying up a little later last night.
did the storms keep you awake too, Brian?
Well, just not knowing what's going to take place, because you know everywhere you was turning, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. You need to keep your just everything going on. So I said, well, better stay up for a little bit longer.
Absolutely.
But I was thankful to go to sleep when I went to sleep.
Well, the clock doesn't stop for guys like you and me.
No.
We have to get on up, and it's not to make the donuts. We're glad to eat them.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But the mornings come for radio folks.
Oh, yes.
And when you do live radio, and to my colleagues that are listening,
yeah,
let me tell you, you still do it because the clock doesn't stop.
That's right. Clock
and you stopped. Find your way to the studio, don't you, Brian?
That's right. I find it every morning, except for Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, well, I hear you. Hey, I'm on WKDZRadio.com. They are, and WHOP are just two, some of my favorite people, because all of them, because they're so cooperative with the ministry here, and mm-hmm. I feel zero competition. In fact, I feel camaraderie.
Sure,
with them all,
sure.
But I'm not one to read news to you. Although that's how I started my career in radio, was as a newscaster,
mm-hmm.
and on TV and radio, as a matter of fact. But anyway, here's a story for you, and I'm just going to read it word for word because I have not pre-read it, so it might be like the old AP rip and read.
Okay, all right.
So Brian, don't laugh.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Brian's over there with the scorecard already. I see it.
Yeah. Not me. No scorecard.
Yeah, he's over there laughing. I love you, Brian, for laughing at me this morning.
Love you too, brother.
Anyway, Wednesday night's bout with severe weather in southwestern Kentucky truly first began when around 6:55, Christian and Todd counties got their first tornado warnings following track storms from northwestern Tennessee. The storm produced pea to quarter-size hail in Oak Grove and Pembroke before shifting eastward. A second round of storms, however, were much more severe for the Pinerale and Jackson Purchase, and they began moving through the News Edge listening area around 8:45. In the north along the Ohio River, Ballard, Carlisle, McCracken, and Livingston counties sustained notable damages and larger power outages. As of midnight, four injuries had been reported in Ballard County, along with spots of alleged catastrophic damage, while West Paducah, and particularly Christ Community Church along Old Hinkleville Road, bore the brunt of strong winds and a possible tornado. In and around Smithland and Livingston County recorded at least 1,800 power outages. In the south, weather spotters detected an on-the-ground tornado unofficially large 2 miles southwest of Murray. While there have been numerous reports of building damage in southern Graves and Callaway counties, damage seemed to be well mitigated within city limits. This lead line of severe weather also moved through Marshall County, producing a reported tornado that eventually had rotation in Lyon and Caldwell counties, and later a weather spotter indicated an on-the-ground tornado 2 miles north of Madisonville, one that crossed I-69 near Hanson before moving into Muhlenberg and McLean counties. Several power lines and trees have been marked as down near the Nebo area of Hopkins County. Dozens of tornado warnings were observed in West Kentucky and Northwest Tennessee counties during the sweeping wave, including Callaway, Trigg, Christian, Todd, Caldwell, Hopkins, Crittenden, Lyon, Marshall, and Stewart. In fact, rotation was observed coming out of Callaway and into Trigg just south of Canton, and that system moved to the west of Cadiz through Cerulean and into Christian County. Early reports from emergency management indicated there is tree and roof damage to some buildings in Trigg and Christian counties. Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall and mixed chances of severity are expected today through Saturday night. A flood watch remains in effect now until Sunday morning, April 6, and significant flash flooding cannot be ruled out as rapids rises on area rivers feels likely. River flooding has also been cast in some West Kentucky locations, and the worst flash flooding threat, according to the National Weather Service, will be Friday through Saturday night. Well, it goes on, and you can check that out. But That's from, by the way, give credit, from WKDZRadio.com. And I happened to be listening to them last night. I thought they did excellent coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our good friends, Tom Rogers, Josh Clausen, and Scott Brown, those three men, they go at it. And I'm thankful for them.
You know, it's good to have that you can listen to and keep up with as it's tracking through. So
right.
Very nice to have.
It is. And so if anybody is listening that's connected to them, I will say it to them personally. When I get an opportunity, I'll contact them and tell them. But hopefully they're getting a little rest.
Yeah.
Because they were on the radio kind of late last night.
Yes, very late.
Yeah. So looks like the story for us is this, what?
Rain. Yeah, for the next few days.
Yeah. I heard last night that there might be some significant storm problem coming up. Maybe at noon, around noon today. But
okay.
We'll be monitoring that, of course, and to see. And with all that being said, I'm thankful for the new day.
Yes. Yes, I'm thankful that we can get up another day that we can work for Him.
Yep, true. That's true. That's true. Well, Brian, we have something coming up next week.
What's that?
Well, how do we say it any differently than we've already said? I remember a time a few years ago, and I said I'd never do it again, and I was true to my word.
Yeah.
We say it maybe more than maybe we think, how much do we say this with? And hopefully the people, our listening family, understands. And anyway, we had been promoting the friend raiser and on. This is before you started with us. On mm-hmm. and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
So I decided to have a little trivia contest, and we're going to give away some books. And so I thought, well, I'll just have that. That'd be an easy question. Yeah. So I said, a second caller can tell me or whatever I said. I don't remember now, but I do remember the question. And I said, what are the dates of the friend raiser? No one. Can I say it again?
No one.
It's kind of like the church bulletin. You put it in the bulletin, you put it on the screen, and the pastor or whomever announces it over and over, and they say, I didn't know about that. No one.
Yeah.
And so Roy and I decided, never again.
we're not going to ask that question ever again.
They were saying a carathon in October, and what's a friend raiser? And so you talk about having the air sucked out of ourselves.
He's like, whoa,
what?
Really?
What do I do? Stand out in the street with a sign on my back?
Yeah, be one of those guys that stand out to the car washes, you know, and flips them and says, you know.
I think you hear what you're interested in.
Well,
and,
sure.
And
sure.
So, yeah. So the friend raiser is just that. We're seeking more friends for the Ministry of Missionary Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is a pledge drive. Stations call it different things. We used to have just one. Yeah. But we found out over a decade ago it was not working.
Yeah.
And it worked to get the funds for a while, and then you head into the summer, and then it just that you'd have to come on the air again, and we still do from time to time have to.
Sure, sure.
But and I say all of that at the same time to say to you as a listening family how thankful we are for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I am one. Yesterday, I heard one day or two ago, I heard a missionary from South Africa speaking.
Yeah.
And he was one of the most clear or the clearest individual that I've ever heard mm-hmm. speaking about the realities of missions, mission supports, volunteer missions, mm-hmm. and those who get involved. And I thought, someone needed to say that, and we're always afraid to say it.
Yeah,
he did, and I mean, he's from he's from the Malawi area.
Yeah,
and I thought, I was how refreshing is the truth?
Yeah, that's right.
And so here's the truth: less than 2% of our listening family keep 100% listener funded missionary radio on the air.
2%.
Less than, and it said some people have asked me, how do you know that? Well, we know the cumulative number of people that listen to the station in a given week. I know that.
Sure, sure.
And so you take the number of gifts you get, and you divide it, and that's where you get it. There's not that I learned to do percentages in the third grade.
Yeah.
And it don't even need a calculator to do it. You just look at it and you know. And so that is exactly how we know. Now, with that being said, I'm thankful for those less than 2%.
Oh, yes.
Because they're providing it for the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of others that want instruction, that are on mission. Mm-hmm. But see, I realize that there's so many things to support, and I really do believe in the church.
Oh, yeah.
That church first, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But, folks, this friend raiser is to keep you that are that in that 2%, that less than 2%. Hopefully, you'll stay. Let us know that you're going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
If you left for whatever reason, I don't know. It's personal, but you said, you know, really, I want to keep this ministry going.
Yeah.
We welcome you home. Yeah. And then we're also asking for new listeners, Brian. You may have listened for years, but you've never crossed that line from listening to giving. You didn't see the reason for it.
True.
I know that as serving as a missionary, I sure depended on people to give in the offering plate and then the cooperative program and all those offerings to keep us on the field. And I worked with other missionaries. They call themselves faith missionaries. Well, we were faith just as much. Just funded a different avenue,
sure.
But we're trusting that the Lord will prompt your heart. If you receive one of those cards, you're on the mailing list, and yes, you think. I almost recommend now you go online because we have been getting mail that 9 to 10 days and sometimes 15 days arriving. I don't know why.
Really?
And then some sent back to us with the right address. I don't know why.
Huh.
I have no idea. That's not what I do for a living.
Sure.
But that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm asking you so that we will know that you're going to stand with us for this friend raiser. Jump online to missionary.radio. Missionary.radio. Click, it's immediate. You click on donate, and you don't have to give right now if you're not ready, but you can let us know you plan to.
That's right.
Fill out the faith pledge card, and we'll count that in the total.
That's right.
Absolutely. Mail back that card. Go ahead, and if you want to give your gift now, would you turn that single gift into a monthly gift? Because we need monthly partners in some kind of way.
That's right.
And if you've been listening for years and years and years and years and years,
and years,
or you just started,
yeah,
this is a mission organization in partnership with TWR. Not only in this region, reaching thousands every day, but also a part of a group that has an outreach to billions every day.
That's right.
That's Trans World Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Pray about it, act on it, and let's do this for the glory of God.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Hopkinsville, God bless you all, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for your faithful service and bringing us Jesus 24/7. I pray God opens the floodgate of provision for you. From Clarksville, I pray God to continue his mission through this radio station and that he will continue blessing the staff to keep it going. Amen. From Pleasant View, blessings to all for a great year. God bless. And also from Clarksville, thank you for your faithfulness. I've been listening to your station since 1983.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Missionary.
Missionary Radio.
Of course, this is The Front Porch with my Marshall Sidebottom the First and Ken Cummins, the legend.
Well, that's true. A legend in my own mind.
In your own mind.
Good morning to you. I was just looking around on the internet a bit, trying to see in our coverage area, and I did run across something that from a place called Equip Church which is in it's a part of the Assemblies of God, evidently, and it's in Paducah, Kentucky, and in an Equipped Church, of course, 90.5, we cover that on 90.5. Of course, our sister stations, Thrive FM and WVHM do as well, but 90.5 certainly does here on Missionary Radio. And Equipped Church, it said, there are photos there, and I'm looking at them. I can't show them on the radio, but you can go on Facebook and to Equip, and it says, I'm quoting directly from whoever posted this. It says, our church building sustained a considerable amount of damage from the tornado tonight. One half of the main building's roofing was blown off. A tree came through the wall in the fellowship hall. It said, we'll begin to work tomorrow, which is today. It might be a lengthy process. And this says, God is always faithful and good, and we look forward. Thanks to all who came out and helped tonight. And it shows that. Uh-huh. And so remember in prayer the folks at Equipped Church in Paducah.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And Brian, why don't you just say a prayer for their safety and for the people as they work through that, because that is a big deal. It really is.
That's right. Dear Heavenly Father, it's once again we come before you, Lord, just thanking you for this day that you have given us, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to be at this church, Lord, that you just bless the church as they do the repairs and take care of the congregation, the pastor, and everybody that works there at the church, Lord, that you'll just take them and guide them during this time. And Lord, just let everything just get back into place where it needs to be. Lord Jesus, we know that you are God, and Lord, we know that you're the master of everything, and sometimes we don't understand all the things that happen, but Lord, you do, and I just ask you just to be with them today, Lord, as they do clean up and stuff like that. In your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brian. I'm sure I'll run up on other things like that, and you will as well, but I want to remind you, just like Brian just prayed then, we have prayer a couple of times as a team here of missionaries on weekdays anyway, when we're all together on 9 o'clock in the morning and at noon. And we always have prayer direct. You can contact us anytime, 24/7. Mm-hmm. And you can email prayer@missionary.radio. Or if you like, you can leave us a voicemail. It's no problem, 270-962-4055. And that will get it done, or you can call during the day, 877-885-9655. All those numbers that I spelled off, because I know them, somebody said, I get asked that all the time, why do you remember those numbers? Well, I work with them all the time. It's just like, you know them, but I know you don't, and so, dear listener, so it's you just go to missionary.radio. That will have everything you need to know right there. All in one little handy-dandy package.
As a matter of fact, I was bragging to, I can't remember who it was the other day about you. I said, yeah, I said, he's got a memory of, I don't know how he does it, but he remembers everything.
I remember what Brian did to me last year. Called a grudge. You were not to hold that, are
you? No,
Brian, I need to be perfectly clear. Brian has not done anything at all to me in a negative way. He has been very nothing but kind to me from the day one we've met.
Yeah.
But I'm joking with him. You're right. I don't know why that is. And then things
you just got a good memory.
I hope it stays.
That's it.
Well, I do know this. I was talking about the friend raiser, which is the theme is Thank You, Jesus. And we have a lot. That's by Josh Baldwin, that song. Yes. It's a wonderful praise song. And Joe Barner chose that, and he's our music director, has been for many years, decades really, and so does a great job, and we appreciate him and his loyalty and tenacity in making sure it's biblically correct.
Sure.
And anyway, that's our theme, and we do know this, we need to have so much to thank you, Jesus, for. And we're going to thank him for every single gift. Talk to John Somerville from TWR. He's going to be with us. Looking forward to having him here, and we're looking forward to having you drop by. We're at 1100 East 18th Street. We're going to start Tuesday morning. Watch this, the dates, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. 6 in the morning to 5, those both Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday morning as far as we can go. Then we'll enter into Friend Raiser season. That's very important. Well, speaking of that, I'm going to carry on with a little bit of the theme from last week. We shared verses of Scripture.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk to you about reasons to give. And I absolutely believe in challenging believers, and I'm one, and I'm not going to ask someone to do something I'm not willing to do myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing. I've preached a lot of messages in my 48 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my age. That's how long I've been preaching. And so in those 48 years, thousands, obviously.
Sure.
And I have to say, everything that I preach, I've not necessarily experienced. I'm just preaching the Word of God.
Sure.
But I want to tell you, lately, the Lord, the messages that He's been giving me are messages that I've experienced.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And so, whoa, quite different.
Oh, yes.
And so I absolutely, but I don't know, and this is not, some folks just absolutely have called the joy of giving. And when giving takes place, some people just want to run and hide.
Yeah.
As I can't believe they're mentioning money again. Listen, we're given the mandate of the Great Commission, and it takes that.
Yes.
Money to support our missionaries. And it also takes quite a bit of prayer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it is up to us. God has made it possible for us to have locally a solid Christian radio station that's mission minded,
mm-hmm.
that has biblical teaching, mm-hmm. of great teachers,
gifted teachers,
and also spiritual music. And then you have missionaries like Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First, who's about to go to sleep on me.
Ta-ta. I got something in my eye.
Well, it's your finger. I'm looking at it.
I know.
But there are reasons. There are seven biblical answers. Why should I partner? I'm asking the question, in giving to missions. Let me give you seven and go to one. Number seven, because we're called to be generous.
Okay.
Now, isn't that, should be enough.
Should be enough.
God is infinitely more generous than any of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're called to grow more like Him daily, aren't we? Is that a stretch?
No.
And Paul instructed Titus to have the Cretan believers support missionaries because they needed to learn to be generous. And that's found in Titus 3:13-14. Given to missionaries is a biblical avenue for generosity. You say, wait a minute, you're a radio station. Why are you talking about giving to missions? Because we are missions.
Yeah.
The reason the station is here and was founded and remains is because we see ourselves just as that, as missionaries. So let me say to you what I'm talking about from those verses. Do everything you can to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way and see that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to devote themselves doing what is good in order to provide for urgent needs and not live unproductive lives. Whoa. In other words, don't just sit soaking sour.
Mm-hmm.
We are to promote missions. We are to give to missions. Missionary Radio, again, first your church. That's what we've all said for all these decades now,
yes.
in our 44th year, and we still believe that. But then I don't tell people where and how to give. But we support our pastors and our churches. We do, but we're called to be generous. What an opportunity! And I've been pointing out how much we spend on ourselves in some of the things.
Oh, yeah.
I've been very honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you number six, and then we're going to hear from Johnny, because it's giving to God. In Numbers 18, God instructed His people to give to Him and provide for the Levites. Paul cites this as the reason people under the new covenant should give by giving to missionaries in 1 Corinthians 9. We'll look at that just a bit. So I'm asking you, if you haven't made that step, maybe I'm speaking to someone who has a large gift that you would like to have a challenge gift, and you would say, man, I really believe then that's what God wants me to do. You can get in touch with us through missionary.radio. All right, Brian, your finger's on the trigger. I see it.
It's ready to roll. Johnny Erickson Tata, Sharing Hope.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata, Sharing Hope, with a story from Johnny that will touch your heart.
It's the kind of story that happens all the time at a Johnny and Friends family retreat. You see, last summer, Susan attended family retreat with her 12-year-old son, David. He's got autism and other disorders. David doesn't speak and is extremely sensitive to change and unusual sounds. It is not uncommon for Susan to shield David, like if they're in a store or a restaurant, a loud intercom or a plate shattering to the floor. It can make David go ballistic, violently beating his head and screaming. Susan has had to deal with a lot of negative comments and, more often than not, ends up leaving the store or the restaurant, sometimes even an extended family gathering. As a single parent, it's so challenging for Susan to give David all the attention he needs. She's working and she's trying to make ends meet, participating in his schooling, shepherding him through Sunday school. This mother is worn out before the day is half done. A friend told Susan about family retreat, but she was afraid to sign up. She said, you know, camps are usually a big disappointment. And there have even been a few where she was quietly asked to leave with David. But the first day she was at a Johnny and Friends family retreat, she knew this would be different. Julie, the director, had lined David up with two teenagers, guys who were just as energetic as David, but also understood his limitations. After all, these two young men grew up with disabled brothers, and they knew the ropes. So when David had a meltdown during one of the retreat activities, Susan began to panic, but David's two young volunteers, they just took him outside with a beach ball and made their own fun. Susan could hardly believe it. I mean, this was such a different experience. And by midweek, her son was even getting up early to meet his two new friends. David may not have been able to communicate with words, but his actions showed that he thought these two guy volunteers were pretty cool. On the last day of family retreat, Susan wanted to stand and give a testimony, not only to our team, but to all the other families gathered, with tears streaming down her face. She kept wiping her eyes and saying, "I'm so amazed. I'm so amazed. This camp is more than I could have ever imagined." You see, most of the time, people are too eager to judge and make negative comments, but that did not happen here at Family Retreat. This has been the best week ever for David, and we can't wait to come back. Well, I share Susan's story because I just bet there's a friend listening who could say, as a parent, it's her story. If so, would you please come to a family retreat this summer? Or you might be the young person who could serve, like those two high schoolers who volunteered to help David. If so, we need you. Young kids like David need you.
And friend, as we get ready for our summer camps all across the country, thank you for praying for families like Susan's. They need the love of Jesus, and they experience that love at Family Retreat. And God can use you to share His love with them, so please visit johnnyradio.org, where you'll find a list of all our upcoming family retreats, and pray about how you might get involved. When you serve at Family Retreat, the Lord will use you to change a child's life, and He'll change your life in the process. We'll see you today at johnnyradio.org and hope to see you this summer at Family Retreat.
And if you need some extra encouragement, just go to johnnyradio.org where you'll find all kinds of resources and inspiration. Remember, that's johnnyradio.org.
Jesus says in Matthew 6:21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This verse implies that what we value most, whether it's material wealth, relationships, or something else, will ultimately capture our attention and influence our actions. If someone values spiritual growth, their heart will be drawn to prayer, study, and service. If you desire following Christ's commission, then your investments will be in kingdom giving. For example, the average American pays $90 a month for cable TV, $156 for cell phone service, $303 a month for entertainment, while the average giving per churchgoer is $17 per week. It's estimated that only 2% of our listening family give to Missionary Radio to keep us on mission. Hi, I'm Ken Cummins, General Manager. We have an opportunity to change this statistic. Our Thank You Jesus fundraiser is Tuesday and Wednesday, April 8th through 10th. Will you join us in keeping Missionary Radio broadcasting with your generous monthly gift? Go online now to missionary.radio and click on donate. Thank you.
To exalt King Jesus, Missionary Radio. And with Brian Marshall Sidebottom the first. Hello there, I'm Ken Cummins.
Yeah.
And Brian, what about the weather today? Is it it's going to be dry, right?
Yeah, it's no rain in the forecast. But that would be lying.
We just repented. Now he's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, showers and thunderstorms and some of the storms could be severe and produce heavy rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about a 100% chance.
Right.
So that means it's going to happen.
At the beginning of the broadcast, we were talking about the what we know about as far as we went on in western Kentucky and Tennessee and other areas. And I'll tell you that in Arkansas was hit too.
Hit hard.
So in my lifetime, I cannot recall that many tornado warnings back to back to back. One would end, another would start.
Mm.
Usually you have one that passes by. Sometimes they hit hard, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's over, and you might have lots of rain and wind, but back to back to back to back. In fact, as I was telling you, I was listening to WPKY, which is part of the Edge Media Group out in Katy's.
Yeah.
And those guys doing a tremendous job last evening, but they even admitted that we can't keep up with this.
Yeah.
It's all of that going so fast.
Yeah.
So, but they did a tremendous job. I cannot say thank you enough to them. Well, here we're getting ready to have our fundraiser starting Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. Okay. And it's already underway. If you've already received your faith pledge card, some have already responded back, thank you. And we're asking you again, if you had given a single gift, let's say you gave $30.
Yeah.
Could you not prayerfully make that a monthly gift? If several would do that, you'd be amazed.
Oh, gosh, that adds up.
It does.
Adds up.
If you were to do that, it'd be amazing what the station would have to operate on. And we're not trying to build a big coliseum or a big theatrical place where everybody can come in for a concert and sit in your seats and drink your lattes. We're not doing that.
No.
All we're trying to do is proclaim that Jesus Christ,
yes,
and to pay the bills to do it and keep the missionaries on our air that have families, keep them sustained. That's the truth. And so that starts next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning as we share with you the opportunities to fund Missionary Radio. And we're just believing that it's going to – right now, well – It looks like if you go by what you know, you could be defeated. But you got to go to realize that God owns everything.
That's right.
Now, why should we give? I started off with seven reasons. I've only mentioned a couple. Here's number five. I'm counting down. I'm counting from seven down to one. Here's number five. Because it takes you to the ends of the earth. And that's something about mission giving. All our disciples meant our disciple making, I should say, is local. That's right. This is a disciple making ministry. We're called to make disciples of all nations, and that is according to the Great Commission. And we are to put a priority from starting here to the ends of the earth, Acts 1:8. But how can that impact the ends of the earth? Well, let me tell you, when you give to Missionary Radio, you are doing that. It is more than just playing 10 songs 100 times a day. That's not who we are.
That's true.
We do have music, but we have meat.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, some prefer just the talk ministry that we have.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to take it away.
Yeah.
Now, some of these ministries may decide themselves because of the trends that they're no longer going to do it, but we'll look for someone else and to add on,
sure,
and we're not
sure
going to take that away because we, by giving, you are providing these programs. Yeah. We do not charge them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some give back, only three of them.
Yeah.
And that was agreement we made. We provide the broadcast. We provide the airtime. Our listeners benefit from it. It works. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's number four, because it helps align your heart with God's heart. We know God is not willing that any should perish. I know that. And he desires all to come to know him. This is clearly the heart of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we keep that on our hearts? This says, a while ago, I quoted this scripture, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." If you like to play golf, your investment's going to be in golf. You like to rabbit hunt? Well, like me.
Like you.
I have a lot of investment in that. But I told you off mic, and I'll say this for the glory of God. Yes. I will not spend more money feeding dogs and traveling and hunting than I will giving to missions.
Yep.
Maybe that'd be a challenge to someone's heart right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will not give more to cable vision and direct TV or anything else or streaming than I give to missionary radio.
Mm-hmm.
I will not.
Will not.
Where are your priorities?
Mm.
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
That's right.
Also, because giving is good for you. I love it.
Yeah.
It's in fact, I have a harder time receiving than I do giving. Somebody tries to give me something. No. But that's not right.
Yeah.
Now, not that it doesn't happen very often, mind you, but it has.
Sure.
And so I thank God for that.
Yeah.
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 But the Philippians gave generously, as a matter of fact, and repeatedly to Paul's missionary ministry, and he encouraged them to keep giving for their own sake. He said, I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. He wrote that in Philippians 4:17. So giving to missionaries, mission work, it's just good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm always amazed how low sometimes we set goals for mission giving, but yet how much we'll spend on the Christian Life Center and how much money we'll spend jogging or having that dinner or that banquet.
Yeah.
But then we'll have to have a yard sale for missions. Something not right about that.
No. Not really.
I offer no excuses.
I agree.
Take all prisoners on that statement.
I agree.
Where is our heart?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said it's the Great Commission.
Yes.
And has that struck your heart? Do you feel that? Do you sense that? Better yet, theologically, do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
The God didn't ever call any of us to run to the comfort. He called us to live dangerously, as Steve Kemp says, to live dangerously in the hands of God.
Mm-hmm.
Take a risk.
Take a risk.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's called faith. Here's number two. Because they need your partnership. Boy, that's what I wrote down a prayer request for an event that we were part of recently, And someone said, well, how can we pray for your ministry? I said, we need more partners.
There you go.
Some partners are in heaven. Some partners quit.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't. I said, why? They don't tell me. They just did.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something didn't suit them. Maybe I didn't smile right. I don't know.
Who knows?
But it's not about me.
No.
The world needs King Jesus.
Yes.
The world needs the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about Jesus.
Yes.
It's the kingdom.
Yes.
Normally, people who receive goods or services pay for them, providing a living for the people who provide them. But the gift of salvation is free.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Think about that.
It's free.
It's already paid in full.
Paid in full.
Missionaries can't charge for their work. That's why. In God's models, believers give to provide for missionaries. There is no way that someone would have. I've been asked, how much would you charge to come here to preach? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, how much?
Are you serious?
Well,
nothing.
That's the same way with
nothing.
Us. That's the same way as we go out and sing.
Yeah.
What do you charge? We come for love offering. Whatever you give us, that's we're happy with.
You know Eric Corner.
Yeah.
I was around him recently, and I appreciate him so much. And he gets asked that because he is quite the professional.
Oh, yes.
And someone will say, well, Brother Eric, what do you charge? He looks at him, say, what?
Yeah, what?
And he doesn't. Keith Green was a model on that one from years ago. Let me give you number one because I love to promote missions.
Yeah.
Please, it's the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because giving to missionaries is biblical. The New Testament says more about giving to missionaries than more about any other type of giving. 3 John 8 says, spells it out, we have a responsibility, this is me paraphrasing, to meet the needs of missionaries.
Yeah.
Well, please pray about being generous to Missionary Radio. I'm not going to create a false narrative, but the narrative is there.
There you go.
It's urgent.
Yeah.
God bless.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.